time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what's your subject for this week?
Well, this week I'd like to have a look at what remains of the castle at Saffron Walden.
Right.
I've called it Saffron Walden. I want to go back to 1141 when it was known simply as Walden.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't become Saffron Walden until later in the medieval period.
Why was that, do you know?
Because of the saffron crocus.
Oh, right.
It owes its name to the saffron crocus,
mm-hmm.
used for colourings, used for flavourings and dyes, and a very lucrative crop.
Right.
And the town was named Saffron Walden in honour of that. But at the time we're talking of, 1141,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about a town named Walden.
Right.
And the town had a castle that had been built by an immensely powerful man,
mm-hmm.
the Earl of Essex, Geoffrey de Mandeville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Geoffrey de Mandeville was a bit of a rascal. He spent most of his time trying to stir up warfare between different factions of barons, mm-hmm. in England. And he built the castle at Walden to exert a tighter control over his properties and the inhabitants of East Anglia. So he was a bit of a power-crazed man. And he'd also been involved in rows with the king of the time, King Stephen. But after de Mandeville was killed in battle, that won't come as any surprise, and after King Stephen died, Henry II really wanted most of these castles demolished because he believed that they were rebel strongholds,
mm-hmm.
in Essex. So most of the castles were destroyed. How Walden Castle escaped, we don't quite know.
Mm.
But certainly over the years, it was uninhabited and it fell into disuse. And some of the material from the castle, some of the stone, was actually carted away by people to use in building their own houses. So
it
was a sort of medieval recycling,
yep.
if you like. But what's interesting, I think, about what remains of Walden Castle, and you can go there and it's next door to the museum,
mm-hmm.
at Saffron Walden. You can look at what remains of Walden Castle. It isn't a lot, although some work has been done over the years to try and build it up a little bit and make it more secure. But I think the really interesting thing about Walden Castle is it's very difficult today to get an idea of how big the original castle was because much of it has gone. But if you wander around the streets of Saffron Walden, the streets of Saffron Walden are built in a similar layout to the layout that the original castle would have followed. So we can get some idea.
That's incredible. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.